Well, hello and welcome everybody to another episode of SFC, A Walk with God. We are loving this podcast and proud to have it launched. In this episode, aside from what we did yesterday, we're kind of switching things up a little bit different and reading a scripture and going into it. As we recall, yesterday there was a themed scripture, and each one of these episodes will have a themed scripture. In the episode, the theme scripture was Philippians 4:12. The actual scripture I was thinking of was Philippians 13, but later on we'll describe and we will go into that as we read Philippians 4. Again, we will be reading Philippians 4 and really not going into all of what's written, but a basic outline. You know, sometimes there's a time to do a speed reading and kind of try to engulf everything and learn. But more often than not, God wants us to take it a grain at a time, you know, because each grain, just like wheat, can be nourishing. A single grain can nourish you just as much as a piece of bread. A piece of bread has a lot more pieces of grain, but never despise the miracle of small beginnings. Amen. I think that's how that goes. Anyways, without any further ado, enjoy as we dive right into Philippians 4. Thanks for listening, and we're happy to bring you this SFC, A Walk with God episode. Amen. This is Amos Waterbury, your host, music minister, music director of Soldiers for Christ Online Church. I'm happy to bring you another episode today as part of the A Walk with God, SFC, A Walk with God podcast by SFC. For those of you that don't know, SFC stands for Soldiers for Christ. And if any of y'all are interested in joining our joint worship online outreach, it's actually two. There's Soldiers for Christ and Life Worship. I wanted to go ahead and pray before we get started, but before that, say that if you are interested in listening to these podcasts, but you don't have Spotify, they will soon be on iTunes podcast. But don't go into iTunes. Be sure to go into podcast on if you have an iPhone, because that's where it will be. Well, thank you guys so much for joining. We're going to pray here in a second. I also wanted to mention that, we do have a YouTube page. It's Soldiers for Christ, and also an email. So if you want to reach out to us, that is soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. Again, soldiersforchristm soldiersm@gmail.com. And four is a letter F-O-R. So soldiers, F-O-R, Christ, @gmail.com. Thank you guys so much for joining again. And let's get right into this with a quick prayer. And we'll start reading Philippians 4. Amen. And talk a little bit about that. Dear God, we come to you today to seek and learn what you have for us. In this new year, there's a lot of stuff that's happening. It's going to be great, both for SFC and Life Worship, but other ministries and friends and family, just everywhere. And you're moving. Your word is awesome. It's powerful, and people are beginning to see it. God, I would help those that are unbelievers just cling to you by seeing some miracle or however you want to do it. God, that's in your court. I am not the director. None of us are directors. You are the master conductor, and we play our instruments, and you make a beautiful melody. So God, we come to you, and Lord Jesus, with a desire to learn more about you and better ourselves, as we had said in yesterday's episode, how we are not perfect human beings and we know it, but you're the only one that is perfect, and you help us when we fall short. I pray as we read these scriptures that you would be a light to those that need to hear it, and you would also teach me and Sister Sierra and others of the SFC group and Life Worship to dig into a deeper understanding of parts of the Bible, and in this case Philippians 4, as Paul is talking . You know, sometimes it's hard to fathom what's going to happen. But we don't have to worry about that, because you are in control of our future. You are in control of our lives. And we trust with all our heart that you know what's best. There is nothing impossible with you. Amen. I pray all this in the name of your Son, Jesus, in his holy blood, in whom we are cleansed. We pray this in your mighty name. Amen. Selah. Alright. So, we are going to be reading up in Philippians 4. Now, if you recall, yesterday's verse, or our theme verse, was Philippians 4:12. An interesting thing to note is Philippians 4:12. Most people think that to be, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened, but that's actually verse 13. So we just go back to the book of, as we find it, Philippians, Revelation, Peter. There we go. Philippians. It's the old book before Thessalonians. Okay. I'm sorting through trying to find Philippians 4. First Colossians. All right, here we go. It was right in my eyes. I couldn't see it. Before we start reading, though, I wanted to uh, read the epitaph, I guess if you will, of Philippians. It's the epistle of Paul, the apostle, to the Philippians. In verse 1, just as a introduction, Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus which are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons. So speaking to the church here. So in chapter 4, verse 1, it says, "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, and long for my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved." And I think what I'm going to do is go ahead and read Philippians 4:12. It's actually 4:12 through 14 is the themed verses for yesterday. But it starts out in Philippians 4:12. "I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound everywhere and in all things. I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need." Verse 13, "I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me." Some versions say who strengthens me. I like the who, because which is kind of, again, it's kind of vague, comes across vague. Who is actually personalizing Christ who strengthens me. Christ is strengthening me. Amen. And verse 14 to end it. "Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction." So the reason why yesterday I wanted to have those theme is whenever we're planning the resolutions, if y'all are still doing it, it's important to know that it's not us that's going to make things happen, you know. We're not going to become stronger by the hand of ourselves, but by the hand of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, verse 1, chapter 4, Philippians. If y'all are reading along, that's Philippians 4, chapter 4, verse 1. And I am reading out of the King James Version. I believe the New King James Version is the one that says, "Who strengthens me?" But anyways, verse 4, "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. 2, I beseech you, Euodias," that's Euodias, I think I'm saying that right, "and beseech Syntyche, that they be the same mind in the Lord." Verse 3, "And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life." This is basically the last chapter of Philippians. So he's wrapping everything up. Continuing on in verse 4. "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice." We're familiar with that one. Philippians 4:4. "Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand." Verse 4. "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer, power, and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." That's also another good scripture. I think we're going to make that the shall we say, themed verse. So yesterday was Philippians 4, 12 through 14. Today it's simply Philippians 4, 5, and 6. "Let your moderate," or actually 4 through 6. "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. I mean, that's also a good verse for thanksgiving. I'll keep that in mind. Alright, moving on to verse 7. And the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. In New King James Version, it says, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, I believe NIV is excellent or of praise, is how the NIV says it. So, basically saying the same thing. But I love the New King James, anything is excellent or praiseworthy. Think about such things, or think on these things, as King James says. Verse 9. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. He is constantly there for us as long as we reach out to him. Amen. 10. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. I mean, we can't be too careful to the point where we limit God. Amen. Then we start becoming our own God and, you know, limiting ourselves to the blessings that he might put upon us. Amen. 11. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Verse 12. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I think it's important to note that every passage or verse in chapter 4 ties together. In most chapters and verses in the Bible, they have that, you know, feel, like where every verse connects to one another. It's almost as if you're listening to a song or a story, which the Psalms by David were written as songs. So he played his little lyre, which is L-Y-R-E, basically a small harp, and the words that he sang, he put into writing. And basically, what we have now are published songs, but we have no idea how the lyrics went. And there's been some people that have put lyrics to it, etc. But there is a scripture in Psalms. Let me see if I can go to that real quick. So, Psalms. So that's Acts, Matthew. There we go, Psalm. I believe it's, yeah, Psalm 71. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in the righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. You ever heard that song? He is my rock and my fortress in time of need. Oh, there's various versions of that. But, yeah. Psalm 71, chapter 71, verse 1 through 5. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust. from my youth. There's a bunch of great stuff in the Psalms. There's a bunch of great stuff in the Bible. But I wanted to point that out as that ties into verses 13 and 14 of Philippians 4. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done, yet ye did communicate communicate with my affliction. He listened when I wasn't the best, is what he's saying right there. Alright, so, now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonians, ye sent once and again into my necessity. He was there for him. Amen. Verse 17, I feel the Holy Ghost. Verse 17, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit in that may abound to your account. 18, but I have all and abound. I am full, having received of... some of these names are hard to pronounce. Ephrodotus, the things which were sent from you, an odor of sweet smell and sacrifice acceptable, or odor, which they spelled as O-D-O-U-R. Oh, interesting. A sacrifice acceptable. So here, just like the frankincense and myrrh was given to Jesus when he was born, it seemed that spices were the special way to honor someone in power. Or special, probably because they were expensive at that time, and you know, it was almost like gold. But anyways, going back to a sweet smell, sacrifice acceptable, well pleasing to God. But here it says a sacrifice, so they probably, you know, sacrificed a lamb, but then they had you know, frankincense. They probably put that in wherever they, you know, sacrifice the lamb and, you know, put it on the altar. So, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. He's there for us. All we have to do, I mean, many a times I'll get to a point in my life where... and I have had points where I literally had to just ramble to God because I didn't have exactly the words to say, but I knew what I wanted in my heart, and I wanted it to be in line with what he wanted. So I just cried out. And in my uncertainty, he was there with his magnificent power and understanding and, you know, directed things as it were. We have here in verse 20, now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Salute every saint in Jesus Christ. The brethren which are with me greet you. All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ to be with you all. Amen. It was written to the Philippians from Rome by Ephrodotus. So Paul said these words, and Ephrodotus penned the words to Philippians. Now, there's not much to go over. And we only have 10 minutes left, but we can see here that the very first verse where it says, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for. So he's addressing those that are close to him. My joy and my crown. So stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. You know, keep the faith. We talked about in 2 how he says, I beseech you, Euodias, beseech Syntyche, that they be of the same mind in the Lord, so that God would, you know, there would be no double-mindedness. Another word for double-mindedness is having our own agenda. You may have heard that phrase. You have to be of one mind when it comes to the Lord in order to hear what he's saying. I mean, that goes back to what we were saying in yesterday's episode about how we can't have our own version of God's plan. You know, we have to go by his plan in order. Attention to all audience. While this part was being recorded, we had technical errors. But please stay tuned and listen to the next segment. Thank you. Thanks for listening. I am Music Minister Amos Watery back on here. Sorry for the technical difficulty, but in a moment I will begin explaining what I was. We were previously talking about following God's plan and not having our own. So please listen on, and may God bless you. For the blessing that God wants to have for us, that tenfold, as we were talking about yesterday, to come upon us. You know, I'm reminded of the tell of the man that hid his talent, or, you know, you've got the one that prepared his field when the rains were coming, and one that just waited for the rains. Just all of these parables, and the lesson that we can learn from it is God will bless us, but we have to give just as much or more to receive his blessing, you know. And he isn't a cruel taskmaster. It's just that we, as human beings, sometimes we think that we can just get it easy. And I believe his wisdom in not always giving us, you know, what we want is to control our character. I know oftentimes there's something I want, and it's like, God, why aren't you giving it to me? But we should also know that it says in the scriptures that he withholds no good thing. So if we're not getting it, it's probably not a good thing. Most of the time, that entails at that certain time in our life. You know, there's a lot of situations, and there's some situations in my life that I could describe and explain that particular thing that I wanted in my life wasn't good for me at the time. And, you know, that's why God withheld it from me. It wasn't because I was any less of a person, or, you know, I'm a shady character or anything like that. It's just, you know, God has times and seasons.
says in Ecclesiastes, you know, there is a time for everything, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to plant, a time to rest, a time to sing, you know, a time, etc. So, as I was saying, there's not much left to go over in the Philippians. The only other thing I wanted to point out was in verse 7, "And the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ." And you're familiar with the scripture of Philippians 4:8 that follows, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report." That is what I wanted to point on in Philippians 4:7 and 8. You know, think about those things. And remember, our verses for today are Philippians 4, 3, through 5. So y'all look that up, be encouraged. But meditate on this scripture as I will do, because there's a lot we can get out of it. And simply, you know, I hate to limit my time and, you know, not thoroughly go through it or examine every aspect, which every time I read the scripture, I get something new out of it. And, you know, it says God's mercies and blessings are new every morning. A mercy is a blessing if you think about it. So I would encourage y'all, if you have some time, to go through it. If you have any questions, feel free to email us at, you know, thesoldiersforchristm@gmail.com, and we'll reach out to you. Well, thank you so much for joining. I enjoyed doing that read. And just to let y'all know, we have some cool episodes coming up, so watch out for those. The next one is going to be a reading by Sister Sierra on temptation. So be looking forward to that, as we are going to probably going to have that as an upcoming episode. So y'all take care, and I thank you so much for listening. Remember, God knows who you are. He knows your name. Let us pray. Dear God, for anybody that is doubting your omnipotent power, they're going through something, or someone that doesn't know you and haven't committed their lives to your guidance, I pray that you would just allow them to know who you are. And for those of you, I would ask you that you would pray this small prayer with me. Say, God, I know that I have sinned. I know that I'm not perfect, but I know that you are the author and finisher of my faith, and you can restore and will restore the years that the locusts have eaten. You are powerful, you're grateful, and you know what my future will be. I am not certain, but I know by the power of your love and grace that I will get through what I need to. And I will come to know you. I pray for all of us that we would be good stewards and constant reading and doing of your word. Amen. All right, guys, thank y'all so much for listening. Look forward to the next episode. God bless.
Praise be to Jesus. Amen. Well, you have been listening to episode 2 of SFC, A Walk with God. We hope this episode and reading the book of Philippians 4 encourage you to delve in yourself and see what God has for you. You know, every time we read the scripture, there's always something new, something that we can benefit from. I don't think there's anything in the scriptures that we can't. So I pray that God be with those listening to this. May He bless your heart. Y'all have an excellent weekend. And thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to listen to some spiritual podcasts. Also, I want to give a quick shout-out podcast to SGMP. That Southern Gospel Music Podcast. It's a really great podcast, and it's Christian music. Both people sing, and the whole episodes are based on Southern Gospel music singers. They get into, you know, the heart part of it, you know, money, time, etc., you know, everything that goes into it. And that industry is truly one of God's wonderful gifts. You know, we're spreading the gospel and through beautiful song. So don't forget to check those out. Take care, God bless, and have an awesome weekend. Remember, you are not junk, and God makes people perfect. So don't dwell on what you're not, but what He has made you. And may you be the tool for whatever He wants you to do. Take care, everyone. Before we close, I remember there was a correction of the themed verse. We had originally said that it was Philippians 3 through 5, but it's actually 4 through 6. So it's Philippians 4 through 6. Look that up. And I encourage y'all, as we said before, go ahead and read Philippians and, you know, don't just stop there. And we are happy that we were able to go through and learn a few things in this episode. I'm going to read through it myself again and, you know, see what else God has. But anyways, just wanted to make that point. It is Philippians 4 through 6, not 3 through 5. Well, take care. God bless. And everyone walk with God. Thank you.